Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Well, I thought today that we would have a little fun. I received a wonderful email from a good friend of mine on British humor. According to the article, these were classified ads that were actually placed in various newspapers around London, England. The first ad was for free puppies. Mother is a kennel club, registered German Shepherd, and father is a super dog, able to leap tall fences in a single bound. The next was joining nudist colony, so must sell washer and dryer. Another, wedding dress for sale, worn once by mistake. Some would say that the best of all the ads was this: complete set of Encyclopedia Britannica, 45 volumes, in excellent condition for sale, no longer needed, got married, wife knows everything. Some of the teaching categories were really funny. The teacher asked John, "Why are you doing your math multiplication on the floor?" And John responded, "You told me to do it without using tables." The next question by the teacher was, "Donald, what is the chemical formula for water?" And Donald responded, "HIJKLMNO." And the teacher said, "What are you talking about?" "Well, yesterday you said that the chemical was H2O. The next question by the teacher was to Simon, "Now, Simon, tell me frankly, do you say prayers before eating?" Simon responded, "No, sir, I don't have to. My mom is a good cook." In a question about George Washington, the student was asked that George Washington not only chopped down his father's cherry tree, but also admitted it. And the student said, why didn't his father punish him? The student answered it was because George had the axe in his hand still. The teacher asked Winnie to name one important thing that they have today that they didn't have 10 years ago. And she said, "That has to be me." And one of the last ones that I thought was wonderful is the teacher asked Harold, "What do you call a person who keeps on talking when people are no longer interested?" And Harold responded, "A teacher?" My friend who sent this to me said to pass it on as soon as possible, as due to economic conditions, the light at the end of the tunnel will be turned off soon. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you believe that on occasion, in every classroom and every day, there should be some sort of humor that is passed on from the teacher to the students? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.